Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock school. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
You can't just come out and go, best bands, Rolling Stones. Why? Because they're the Stones. Boo!
And Chad B.
You're giving me this look like.
They picked Allman Brothers.
Think of me as Mark Goodman. You have
to be able
to. I don't
want to get into this Mark Goodman
thing. I could curl my hair.
Class is in.
This is Rock School for a wonderful afternoon. Good afternoon. My name is Joe Burns, a professor in the communication department. Sitting next to me, former student, one who must learn. What's
and
your name,
confused. Kid? Confused. I'm confused.
What's your name, first
my
off?
My name's Chad P.
Chad P., I'm so mad at Mark Goodman, I can't tell you.
Why?
Mark Goodman runs this show on VH1 Classic. You ever watch? You get VH1 Classic?
Yeah.
Okay. I watch it because, well, they used to not show commercials. Now they show commercials. But they show a lot of great old rock and roll, my age rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
And they started running this show called VH1 Classic All-Time Top 10. Have you seen this thing?
Yes.
One of the first ones they did was All-Time Top 10 Van Halen, and I watched it.
Mm-hmm.
Then they came out with VH1 Classic All-Time Top 10 Rock Bands.
Okay.
Here are the bands. I'm upset.
Why?
Here are the bands. Rolling Stones,
okay.
The Who,
okay.
Bruce Springsteen, The Clash, Black Sabbath, Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, Queen, U2, AC/DC.
What's wrong with that list?
There's nothing wrong with the list. What drove me nuts was A, they gave no criteria whatsoever as to why they picked the bands.
All right.
I think they just picked them because they're the names that the average person would be able to pull out of the sky. They didn't say why the bands were picked. And what really drove me nuts was that Mark Goodman, right around number 7, they said, this is the only American that's in it. This is Bruce Springsteen. I guess all the good rock comes from across the pond. I thought, you dirty, rotten first VJ on MTV. No, if you're going to put a list together, if you're going to say these are the all-time top 10 rock bands, you have to give criteria.
Okay.
You can't just go on the air and say, here are the top 10 bands. Well, why? Because I say so, and I'm Mark Goodman. That's not the way it rolls.
Okay, well, it makes sense now. You were so confusing me, just like, I'm angry at Mark Goodman.
Well, the reason I didn't tell you is because I wanted your reaction to my picks on the air. So what I decided to do was put together, since he said, this is the only American on the list, I decided to put together what I thought were the best American bands.
All right.
And when I started doing the research, here's what I ran into. Why should a band be on this list? Because I like it? Well, yeah, but why would a band get on here?
So what's your criteria?
The criteria is that the band started a form of music.
Oh.
Now, you're not going to hear Metallica on here. Now, right now, the people of Metallica are going, oh, you have to put Metallica on there. Metallica's heavy metal. They didn't start heavy metal. Black Sabbath started heavy metal. The second coming of heavy metal was started by Judas Priest.
Okay.
You're not going to hear, say, Genesis on here because progressive rock was started, in my opinion, with Yes. You're probably not going to hear psychedelic rock on here because that was started with Pink Floyd. You're not going to hear any Britpop on here because that was started with Oasis. You're probably not going to hear a whole lot of blues-based rock on here because that came out of Britain. Get it?
Okay.
So you're going to hear a lot of stuff from the U.S. So to get on my list, you got to be American, and you got to be the best at it, and you have to be somebody that started the genre. Yes?
Okay.
Band number one.
Mark Goodman's going to be cheesed off at you.
Kiss.
Uh-huh.
Kiss. What's the format they started? Glam metal. glam metal, founded in New York City, possibly the most marketed group of all time.
I agree there.
85 million albums. They're only not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because they refuse to play together on stage, which is dumb. The Demon, the Star Child, the Spaceman, and the Catman. Ladies and gentlemen, whether they're unmasked or dolled to the hilt, this may be the consummate 1970s rock band. So shout it out loud. It's Kiss on Rock School. You know, a lot of people are going to get upset at me. They're going to say, no. Glam metal started with Mark Bolan. I don't buy it. Just because you put stuff that sparkles over top of your eyes does not mean you started glam metal.
Oh, well, that's
These guys dressed up. Simmons, Stanley Freely, and Peter Criss. That's Kiss.
I'm glad that we kicked off with them because,
why?
It's just for a silly reason. We got a piece of fan mail on the internet. In fact, I forwarded it to you. There's a young gentleman that attends Southeastern right here who had an older picture of me. I don't know where it came from.
Right.
And he superimposed my face onto Gene Simmons' body in a Kiss group photo and sent it to us. I'm going to put it on the Rock School site here in the next couple of days.
KSLU.org. Go see it. And by the way, remember, you can always time shift us. We have got all of our old shows up there in podcast format.
Yep.
Now, the best American bands go on. I'll show you, Mark Goodman. Time top 10. Aerosmith.
Mm-hmm.
Aerosmith. They are the American Rolling Stones. Why are they on this list?
They have to be.
See, you have to have a criteria. You can't just come out and go, best bands, Rolling Stones. Why? Because they're the Stones. Mm. Woo! Yeah. You can't do that. You have to have criteria.
All right, what did Aerosmith start?
They are the highest selling American rock band.
That they are.
Simple, brute popularity and longevity. And when you are so popular as a lead singer, Steven Tyler, that people look at you and go, aren't you Mick Jagger? You probably have achieved some level. So simple, brute popularity, Aerosmith is on this list. From Pump, here's Young Lust on Rock School. You know, sometimes a rock band just wants to write a brutal opening song that just the curtain drops and you explode, and that's one of them. Young Lust out of Pump. There you go. Aerosmith, as I talk about my favorite American rock bands. How am I doing so far?
You're hitting them.
And as long as you have criteria behind it, somebody may disagree with you, but, you know, it's hard. If I just come out and go, here they are, like you, Mark Goodman. It's just, I got upset. Four chords. See, I have this picture in my mind, Chad P.
Mm-hmm.
I have this picture in my mind that represents the entire music listening public.
Okay.
And at the end of the 80s and the early 90s, heavy metal, hair metal, Poison, Rat, and all of these other bands had run their course. That's
yes.
Not that they were putting out bad music. It's that it had grown wary,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, it did.
And it's, you know, the okay, we're all putting out a million notes per second, and we're all Yngwie Malmsteen, and we're all Eddie Van Halen clones. And then those four chords hit.
What four chords?
Four chords played. And I just got this mental picture of the entire music audience stopping. No longer were they looking at California. They looked at Seattle and went, what's that?
Grunge.
What is that music? And the whole entire metal scene just collapsed under its own weight. In 1991,
yep.
A very troubled young man spoke to the world without even wanting to speak to the world.
Ooh, me.
Go ahead.
Kurt Cobain. Nirvana.
Here are the four chords that start the next tune. grunge begins. This may be, in the 90s, the greatest American rock band. I never cared for grunge all that much, but this song was a masterpiece. Nirvana, Rock School. Closest to the Beatles you're going to see in your lifetime.
I thought you didn't like grunge.
I like that song. Grunge itself wore on me very quickly, and I'll tell you why. Maybe it's just the fact that I'm much older and that growing up I didn't actually live for feeling bad.
Uh-huh.
But the thing about grunge to me was always, look, everybody's life stinks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everybody has, you know, a life that's difficult with intermittent times of hooray. Why are you singing about it? Music should be an escape. It should be you and your car being happy. If my life is awful, you know what I mean, and mm-hmm. I got a bad job and I don't like this, why do I want to put in music that continually reaffirms this to me?
I got you.
That's what drove me crazy about it. We got to take a break?
Yes, please.
Good. Now give us a chance to change tempo and come back. Hello to one of our sponsors, actually one of our affiliates, Radio Universidad Salamanca, Spain. Hello there.
Hello, and WESU 88.1 Middletown, Connecticut. Thank you so much for carrying Rock School.
1 minute. We'll be back. Rock School.
Dude, I could still win a lot of money off of you.
What do you think? Is that song on this list?
Huh?
Is that group on this list?
I'm willing to make a bet. I
could
win so much money off of you.
How are you going to win money off of
me? All I got to do is play this bet and bet someone that you will air shred every single time. Watch, I bet I can make Doc air shred.
It's kind of like that Lay's potato chips commercial. No one can eat just one.
Mm-hmm.
I got upset at Mark Goodman watching his VH1 classic all-time top 10 rock bands. He just said, here are the top 10 rock bands. Then he gave absolutely no criteria why he chose them and then made some smarmy concepts or comments, and I got upset. Sorry, I'm upset. Mark Goodman, can you tell we do the show live? Go in there and cut that out. R.E.M. And the way I'm basically picking these bands is they started brand new genres of music. R.E.M. basically started the indie rock movement.
Mm-hmm.
Think college bands made good. You didn't have to come from California. You didn't have to come from Chicago, New York, Seattle. You could come from Athens, Georgia.
Hey.
You could use the college radio scene to become popular. You could use underground methods to get your music out, and somebody had to break that glass ceiling, and it was REM that did it. Michael Stipe, Peter Buck, Mike Mills, Bill Berry, and they basically led the way in this movement. Just as in what I call working man's rock, Bruce
mm-hmm.
Springsteen,
yeah.
People believe that when Bruce Springsteen gets off tour, he goes to work at the car wash the next day. He still has that. REM has that same feel. They're still perceived when they're out there as a college band. Like, when they're done with the tour, they're on their way to Psychology 101 and are trying to do well
to graduate
on the final. REM, representing indie rock, one of the best American bands in my eyes at least. Here's Fall on Me, Rock School.
There's a problem with every sign, bargain bill.
understand the concept of 3 minutes makes a song.
Yeah.
It's nice and quick, and most of it's hook.
Mm-hmm.
Most of it's hook. The verses are nice and short. Most of it's hook, and people can get to it. Who, sir, is the poet laureate of Detroit?
Oh, man. Been doing this show with you long enough. I better know it. Bob Seger.
Right. I mentioned working man's rock. See, I think there is a format, a form of music in the United States called working man's rock. And in it falls Bob Seger.
Mm-hmm.
In it falls, let's see, Bon Jovi falls in there. CCR falls in there. I know some people put them in something called swamp rock.
Yeah.
But see, no, I think they have a lot more in there. Bob Seger, I can't come up with a Bruce Springsteen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on Mark Goodman's list, he had Bruce Springsteen. So I have to play Bruce Springsteen, right?
No.
I'm sorry, Bruce Springsteen fans. I like Bob Seger. Maybe it's just because I grew up so close to Detroit and farther away from New Jersey, but I think Bruce Springsteen is simply Bob Seger in a baseball hat sometimes.
Oh, wow.
And I think Bob Seger does it better. He was also first to the party. He was putting out music 4 years beforehand. Don't get me wrong. I really enjoy Bruce Springsteen's stuff. I love Bob Seger. Absolutely love Bob Seger. So if I need a representation of this, and it's my own category, this working man's rock, I got to pick Bob Seger. Ramblin' Gamblin' Man. First album by Bob Seger, 1969.
Mm.
First album by Springsteen, Greetings from Asbury Park, New Jersey, 73. When I listen to the two of them back to back, I mean, they sound like the same. Same musical structures, same type of themes. Between the two of them, I gotta pick Bob Seger.
Okay.
Roll Me Away, Rock School.
Took a look down a westbound road, right away I made my choice.
Roll Me Away, Bob Seger.
Up until listening to you say it, I never would have actually compared the two.
Yeah.
But they do sound alike.
They do. Same musical structures. They're not a million notes a second. It's the words that are important. It's not the music that's important. I just walked around the studio here. There are about 8 people out there.
Yep.
And I just said, don't think Seger or Springsteen. And it got split right down the middle.
Yeah,
there was no definitive winner. And I'm going to upset some Southern rock people here in just 1 minute. But first, welcome to the bottom of the hour. We're doing something new. We have something called 7 days in 70 seconds, where we recap the entire week, ladies and gentlemen. Something that happened on each day in rock. This is January 20th through January 25th, the week in rock. 7 days, 70 seconds. Hit it,
okay.
Big fella.
No problem. I'm going to start on the 19th.
Oh, that's right. You have Monday, don't you?
That's right. In 1993, on January 19th, it was Inauguration Day, as opposed to January 20th on this year.
That's right. We're recording this on Inauguration
Day.
So,
January 19th, 1993, Inauguration Day, Fleetwood Mac reunited to perform at President Bill Clinton's inauguration.
Really? They broke up before that?
They reunited.
I didn't know that. January 20th, back in 1982, Ozzy Osbourne is treated for rabies after he bites the head off a bat at a concert in Des Moines, Iowa.
Way to go.
January 21st in 1991, MTV's Unplugged made its debut.
Oh, fantastic. On this date, January 22nd, 1959, Buddy Holly makes his last recordings with an acoustic guitar and a home tape recorder. The songs will be released after his death.
And on January 23rd in 1978, guitarist Terry Kath of the band Chicago, he fatally shot himself while cleaning one of his guns.
Yeah, he puts it up to his head and says, "This thing isn't loaded." Bang.
Bang.
On January 24th, 1970, the Minimoog synthesizer is introduced by Dr. Robert Moog. And on the 25th of January, 1984, Yoko Ono donates almost $400,000 to Liverpool's Strawberry Fields Retirement Home. And that's 7 days in 70 seconds. Now, back to my upsetness, if you will, at Mark Goodman. Back to the American bands, the best American bands. And now, Southern Rock.
Southern Rock.
Gotta be Leonard Skinner. Gotta be Leonard Skinner.
First thing I think of, I gotta be honest with you, first thing I think.
No, I'm sorry. The Allman Brothers were the first band to the party. The Allman Brothers set up not only the Southern Rock format, mm-hmm. what instruments should be in it, bringing a keyboard along into it. Mm-hmm. Also, they set up what kind of guitars should be played. They set up the structure. They set up the blues-based structure. They set up the concept of using old blues songs to bring into it, using the Delta Blues. They really wrote the book. Skinnerd was excellent. Don't get me wrong. I love Leonard Skinnerd. But 1969, the album The Allman Brothers come out. In 1973, the album Pronounced, Leonard Skinnerd comes out. The principal architects of Southern Rock, the Allman Brothers Band. The instrument lineup, everything, prominent, keyboards, the best American band in the category, and the starters, the people who began it, Southern Rock.
Okay.
Here are the Allman Brothers, Whipping Post on Rock School. You disagree with me, don't
well,
you?
Well, no, I want to tell you something.
What?
I do not disagree with your decision to place Allman Brothers in this show over Leonard Skinnerd based on the criteria that they were there first.
Right. They started the genre. Well, not started, but they are the predominant architects of Southern Rock.
But when you ask me point blank, Allman Brothers or Skinnerd, and I say Skinnerd, and then you go around the whole studio, Allman Brothers or Skinnerd, and everyone says Allman Brothers, and it makes me look like a jerk.
No, you don't look like a jerk. You just have to be able to stand.
You're giving me this look like.
Think of me.
They picked Allman Brothers.
Think of me as Mark Goodman. You have to
I want
to
get into this Mark Goodman deal.
I could curl my hair. Think of me as Mark Goodman. You have to be able to stand up and fight.
Do you know why I took Skinnerd? I'll tell you.
Okay, why did you pick Skinnerd over the Allman Brothers band?
Because Skinnerd's got more songs that I like.
Okay, well, that's
Brothers
fine.
Got Allman Brothers got maybe 5 or 6 songs that I like, and
yes.
Skinnerd, I could name at least 10 Skinnerd songs right off of the top of my head that I enjoy listening to.
Well,
thus, that's who I picked.
I'm sure the audience out there feels the same way. Some people probably think I'm absolutely wrong for some of the picks that I have here. And that's basically the point of the show. It's supposed to be semi-entertaining, but it's also supposed to make people get a little upset.
Okay.
Especially, I really believe the Seeger over Springsteen pick. I didn't do that just to upset people. I really believe that, but I guarantee you somebody called my mother ugly off of that one.
Okay. Well,
I guarantee that
let's
one.
Let's move on.
Moving
Doc,
on.
Doc Imus, come on.
Okay, here we go. Pop music.
Pop music.
Pop rock music. People who write songs specifically to create hits. And this is really an ugly category because if you write songs specifically to make hits, you become popular, which is where the term came from.
Sellout.
And people, right, people immediately begin to attack you.
Mm-hmm.
You become popular, they love you for a while, and then, I'm sick of him,
yep.
And they drive you nuts. See, I originally had Fleetwood Mac on this.
Okay.
The problem is Fleetwood Mac is part British, so I had to pull them off of there.
You're gonna be American.
And I went with another American band, a blue-eyed soul band from Philadelphia.
Who?
Hall & Oates.
Oh.
There in the 80s and early 90s, they were monsters.
Mm.
They just put out hit after hit after hit after hit. And one of the reasons I did choose them, because even though they've had so many hits, they still seem to be in the good graces of people who like music. Even though they wrote that atrocious Adult Education and Method of Modern Love, where they go M-E-T-H-O-D-O-F-L-O-V-E, which is Method of Love, when the song is titled Method of Modern Love, that's fine, but they still seem to be in the graces of people. But when they're starting to put out songs, they were unabashedly looking for hooks, unabashedly looking for pop hits, and I think for a while there, they did it better than anybody else.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Hall & Oates, you're a rich girl on Rock School.
You're a rich girl, and you're gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
What'd I do?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Okay, there, he said it one more time.
What did I do?
Nothing. I just figured I'd play a song that does nothing but curse a lot.
Thanks.
I forgot.
Man, Mark Goodman,
so
and then I'll show you, Mr. P, for choosing Lynyrd Skynyrd.
I forgot that he cursed so much in that song. My apologies. And that's the one that I got for poppy, cutesy stuff. And here, I'm playing Bob Seger and Nirvana, and those guys are clean.
I'll be cleaning some overtime this week.
We got to take a break. Hello to affiliate KLSU, Tiger Radio on the campus of Louisiana State University.
And hello to KSCL in Shreveport, Louisiana. Thank you for being a Rock School affiliate. I can't even talk now. I got to write down all these times.
When we get back, we're going to spark plug in 1 minute on Rock School. This is Rock School, as I talk about my favorite, or what I think are the best American bands, because I got mad at Mark Goodman watching this VH1 thing called Top 10 All Time, and he did rock bands, but never said what the criteria was or anything like that, and so I began to look at what I thought were the best American bands.
I gotta tell you, I've never seen anyone that could take a simple thing like a television show.
Well, he upset me. He upset me.
Well, I don't like Drew Carey on The Price is Right. You don't think I'm going to go out and make a show out of it?
Well, you should go on the show and yell at him.
No,
yell at
I refuse.
Start wearing glasses again. That's what you should do. You were funnier in your horn-rimmed glasses. That's what you should do. We move along to punk. Oh, no, punk didn't start in the U.S. It started in the U.K. with the Sex Pistols. Wrong, wrong.
Wrong.
Wrong, wrong, wrong. El Rongo Rongo.
Yeah, I know this one.
The Ramones.
That's exactly right.
Started punk. Now, you're going to say, oh, no, no, punk started with the Sex Pistols. It was called something else over here. What you call it is immaterial.
Mm-hmm.
When the Ramones went over to the U.K. to play a gig in London on July 4th, 1976, three bands, the Sex Pistols, the Clash, and the Damned, all came to see them because they heard about this American band that was doing this new form of music, this three chord, one, two, three, four, and every song lasted, what, 2 minutes,
at
two
that,
minutes,
yeah.
10 seconds? So when you watched a half-hour concert, you heard 20 songs,
yeah.
Something like that. So these guys in the Sex Pistols, the Clash, the Damned, they were all moved by the Ramones. Call it what you want, but it was punk.
Mm-hmm.
Call it what you want, but it was punk. So they're forming in a straight line. Let's perform the Blitzkrieg Bop on Rock School.
Let's go!
Broke my own rule.
You're gonna catch some flack for that one because they sound British.
But they're not.
I know they're not, but they sound it.
No, no, I think it's the chicken before the egg thing there. You're used to the Sex Pistols, and you're laying it across.
Maybe.
Got time for one more, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you some of the songs we are not going to play. Folk rock. Who would you put for folk rock?
Folk rock. I can't help you right now.
Bob Dylan.
Okay, Bob Dylan. All right.
Country rock.
Country rock.
Country rock.
There's such a thing as country rock?
Oh, yeah. You'll know. As soon as I say the band, you'll know it.
Kid Rock. I don't know.
Eagles.
Eagles.
Oh, yeah. They came out of members from Poco and such. Oh, yeah. Linda Ronstadt for a while.
Who else?
Funk? Yeah.
I can't think on the spot.
Prince Rogers Nelson. I got to tell you, when I really thought the guy came alive, I mean, I liked some of his stuff. When he played at the Super Bowl,
okay,
I thought he was unbelievable.
Yeah.
California rock scene. Yeah, California rock scene. This is really self-serving. Van Halen. It was just a reason to put him on. I just never had the guts to play him.
Why?
Surf music?
Yeah. Beach Boys.
Oh, Beach Boys. Yeah, not even a question.
Okay.
And the one we're going to finish on, you see, punk music, because of the Sex Pistols, because of the Clash, got such a bad connotation that all of the people that came after the Ramones that were playing that kind of music, they had to be given some new title, some new topic, because if you called yourself punk, you were basically associated with the Clash.
Yeah.
You were associated with the Sex Pistols. So what happened was all the bands that were coming out of CBGBs were now called New Wave.
New Wave.
So all of these New Wave bands were sort of glammed up. They were given a little bit more makeup. They were cleaned up a little bit. They were put in tight jeans and flashy shirts, and some of them were given jackets. Think Elvis Costello.
Mm-hmm.
Skinny ties. But one of the bands, really the one that fired it up, had this really pretty blonde lead singer. Her name is not Blondie. Her name is Debbie Harry. The name of the band is Blondie. So if I need to pick a band for New Wave, do you think I could have picked a better one? Maybe Elvis Costello. But in terms of hits, Blondie has got it. So that wraps it up. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, you can always get us at kslu.org.
Yep.
And you can get the little chalkboard on the right and send us an email at
kslurockschool@gmail.com.
And them's my favorite bands. I think they're the best. Blondie takes us out. Dreamin'. Class is dismissed.